Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 1, 1805. In quest of the Snake Indians. The weather is hot and Lewis is fatigued. Several men are injured and unable to work. Lewis, however, wants to scout and find the Indians, as he thinks they are near from signs he has observed. Today's entry is from notes Lewis made while separated from the main party, August 1 through 4.
At half after 8 a.m., we halted for breakfast, and, as had been previously agreed upon between Captain Clark and myself, I set out with three men in quest of the Snake Indians. The men I took were the two interpreters, Drouya and Charbonneau, and Sergeant Gass, who, by accidental fall, had so disabled himself that it was with much pain he could not work in the canoes, though he could march with convenience. The route we took lay over a rough, high range of mountains on the north side of the river. The river entered the mountains a few miles above where we left it. Captain Clark recommended this route to me from a belief that the river, soon as it passed the mountains, bore to the northwest. He, having a few days before ascended these mountains to a position from which he discovered a large valley passing between the mountains, and which bore to the north of west. This, however, proved to be the inlet of a large creek, which discharged itself into the river just above this range of mountains. The river bearing southwest, we were therefore thrown several miles out of our route. As soon as we discovered our mistake, we directed our course to the river, which we at length gained about 2 p.m., much exhausted by the heat of the day, the roughness of the road, and the want of water. To add to my fatigue in this walk of about 11 miles, I had taken a dose of globus salts in the morning in consequence of a slight dysentery, with which I had been afflicted for several days. Being weakened by this disorder and the operation of the medicine, I found myself almost exhausted before we reached the river. I felt my spirits much revived on our near approach to the river at the sight of a herd of elk which Drouya and myself killed, too. We then hurried to the river and allayed our thirst. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 1, 1805.
The party skinned the elk and made a comfortable meal for themselves, leaving the rest for Captain Clark. Clark had been without meat for several days, and so this windfall was much appreciated by him and his men. The expedition is now in the mountains where game is relatively scarce and will be so for some time to come. Tomorrow, Lewis resumes his march.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.